Hey now, it's August the 31st, 2016, in the Lucy Coleman studio in Los Angeles, California. Say what needs to be said. I'm going to say it. If you're a believer in God, and there's only one, and I pause because I'm thinking about, well, John, maybe you have to define this entity that you so believe in to your listener that they would gain a most proper understanding of it. If you are a true believer in God, you cannot hate another aspect of the human creation. You can't. You call yourself a Christian and you marginalize people because of their belief system in God is different from yours, whether it be Buddhist, Hindu, anything else like that. And please don't come to me when it says there's none other name under heaven by which man can be saved. I believe in that name, the name of God, Jehovah, Yahweh, the one that runs the universe, the one that created the planets, created every human being on it, and I'm killing them in my own community. I just have to say what needs to be said. There's some craziness going on in my own backyard. Craziness. Our young people are just fighting each other, ganging up on each other, tearing into their asses, beating each other. Where's God? Where's humanity? Where does it lie? I want you to share with me something today. Start loving each other and set aside indifference and hatred, even if it comes from the church that you attend. A young man was showing me a program that he went to at a church. He was loving the program, and then at the end of the program, a guy gets up, has a list of all the religions of the world, and he said that all those people are condemned to a burning hell if they don't believe in Jesus. Now, you know what? That is the craziest stuff that I've ever heard in my life. I never look at Muslims, Hindus, Buddhists, other people of different religious sects and say, but these people all are going to burn in hell because they didn't bow to the name of Jesus. And when you look at the way Christianity defines Jesus today, he's some European that has a strict code that no human being has ever kept. God creates living creatures. We only have a limited amount of time on this planet. Now, when you think of all the generations of people that lived over decades, thousands of years, you mean to tell me, even the ones that never heard about Jesus, God is going to consign them to a burning hell because they never heard of the name Jesus? That's crazy. I don't believe that. I believe that if you believe stuff like that, that you are crazy. Now, if you want to believe that, and if you want to hang out with a group of people that push this stuff, and they don't even love each other, they barely love themselves. I recall years ago when I was talking with young men and I talked with them, they really disliked me because my evangelical nature was one that I had to slowly and surely break away and start thinking for myself. When I did, check this out, I learned how to love people where they are, not where I want them to be. I learned how to consider where they've been instead of where I've been. I had to look at them the way that Yahweh would look at them. He provides food for them, they get happy and all of that. What I do is I try to set up some noteworthy things for that individual to do or to think if they're going to prove themselves legitimate as living next to me in this society. Well, look, I can't talk with you too long because I'm back at the college. And let me tell you, the classes fill, but all my classes fill up same day. I can't get another person in the room. You hear me? I capped it at about 40 students. Getting ready to have a great semester, great day in school today. After the fact, probably go somewhere and have a nice little lunch. And I enjoy talking with you, my friends. To the students that's come to my website, Remember, this is an apologetic website. You don't have to agree with everything. I hope that you can gain something from it. And as you gain this insight from the things that you study, let it become a practical aspect or a part of your lives. Thank you very much for coming to my website. This is PJ, your internet pastor. Not one of those pastors going to try to suck you up for money. And it's going to condemn you to a burning hell. I can't do that no how. I may end up skipping heaven myself. I hope not, because I'm going to love everybody I come in contact with. I'm going to treat them right with fairity, and I'm going to be just in all that I do, and I hope you can do the same thing. Hey, be cool like me. Talk to you later.